haven't done that in a while. Maybe we have, I don't know. You don't look like you know either. So Matthew 11, I'm going to read 28 to 30. It says, "Come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. Ye shall find rest unto your souls. My yoke is easy and my burden is light." Speak. I'll let you would give rest tonight. Hallelujah. I'll let your will be done in the name of Jesus. Amen. You can be seated. Sometimes God teaches us things with words. Sometimes He'll impress something on us. Sometimes we'll read the Bible and He'll show us something. Sometimes He teaches us things with experiences. This morning, I was really struggling with what to preach. I was either this or the other one that I preached. I was really seeming to struggle with hearing anything from God, which is probably not what you want to hear from me in regards of what to preach. And so we ended up talking about the silence. Sometimes it doesn't seem like God's saying things. We gotta listen better. This has been one of those weeks where I've just, some days, some weeks, it's just things come to preach a lot easier than others. Some weeks, it doesn't seem like anything is, and it was one of those weeks this week, and it was also one of those weeks where I just found myself tired. No, none of you have felt like that. Someone asked me this morning what I've been doing lately, and I couldn't even think of anything. I just felt worn out. I don't know why, I don't know what I've been doing differently. But I just felt worn out this week, and I don't know if you've ever had those times, or preachers, church folk will call them seasons. We like to use that word. Seasons in your life where you're just tired. Just worn out. Mentally, physically, emotionally, and maybe even spiritually. Sometimes, we look at those among us who are tired and perhaps worn out, and we can see them as weak or lazy even, or like there's something wrong with them because maybe we aren't as tired as they are. But in reality, some of us get worn out because we're doing everything. We're trying to hold it all together. We're trying to be good examples. We're trying to lead our families or whatever ministries we find ourselves involved in. And sometimes that just wears a person out. And we can look at those among us who are weary and like there's something wrong with them or like they're doing something wrong. But the Bible says in Galatians chapter 6, "Just be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." We've preached about this many times. And he says, "For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." And the Bible lets us know that we can become weary in well-doing. Just because someone's tired or worn out doesn't mean that they're doing something wrong. They can often be doing something right. We can be weary, we can get tired, and we can get worn out by doing the right things and well-doing and you probably know by now that doing the right thing doesn't always come naturally to us, and sowing in the Spirit And the Bible says in Galatians, it can wear us out. It can be exhausting. You know, holding back, not giving into anger, not giving into bitterness, trying to do the right thing, praying and fasting. It can get tiresome after a while. If you could just be honest tonight. If not, just go, I guess. This is what we're gonna be honest here. If you've never been tired, I don't know. Either you're not doing anything or you're doing everything perfect. Well, those are the options, I guess. We don't get weary in wrongdoing. That's the easy thing to do. It's incredibly easy not to do the right thing, to not live for God. All you got to do is whatever you want. You're done. Boom. Piece of cake. Living for God and doing the right thing is often work. And you can't be lazy and live for God. That's how we can get weary, because there's work involved in living for God. It can get tiring sowing the right things over and over and over when you look around and it seems like no one else is and no one else seems to care. I mentioned that this morning for a second. It's exhausting when you are the only person in your family that's trying to live for God and you got to endure the criticisms and the picking and the comments and all the things that go along with that. It's wearisome when your kids fight you to come to church because they don't find it as exciting. Very exciting, or they don't want to hear the preacher. And that's mine. And sometimes you may even have the idea, or it may cross your mind, what is even the point? I've been doing this for so long. I've been praying so long. I've been fasting forever. I've been doing the right thing so long. I've been kind to this person forever. I've been patient. I've been trying to keep the peace in the home. And I've been faithful for years. And I've been working at this for so long. And there are times when it just gets to be a little bit too much. And we can get weighed down with life and people and circumstances. And sometimes the fruit, the seed that we're sowing doesn't seem to be growing. And sometimes it doesn't seem like anything is happening spiritually in our lives. And sometimes it doesn't even seem like it's worth it. And in those times, we can be tempted to just throw in the towel because I am tired. I am worn out and I am weary. Weary, according to the Greek lexicon, means to be utterly spiritless, to be wearied out or exhausted. Just plain tired, nothing left, completely exhausted. And sometimes that's where we find ourselves in this walk with God. If we've been doing the right thing for so long and we just get tired. We've been sowing for so long. We've been doing what God's asked of us for so long and we get tired. And we can get worn out with all the burdens that we carry and all the weight that gets put on us, all the pressure that is placed upon us. And so today I want to talk about something important and something that we severely undervalue as a society and something we often overlook, and that is rest. Rest is important to God. He set aside 1 week or 1 day of the week to do it, and he didn't even need to do it. He himself rested on the seventh day of creation, Genesis tells us, but we as a society, we have overlooked the value of rest. We see it as a waste of time because we're busy chasing the dollar or chasing an experience or a feeling. And we feel guilty if we don't do anything. Some of us, others don't. Others rest too much, which causes the ones that work to have to work harder. But we will even brag and boast sometimes about how busy we are. And it can become a pride thing. I can't even keep up. I'm so busy. It's just go, go, go all the time. Look at all the stuff I do. I'm so valuable to everyone. And rest is looked down on. We want our stores to be open 24 hours a day. We work several jobs to get ahead, we say. And so we end up with a society who is just tired and weighed down. I have 4 children and some animals. Got father responsibilities. I got church responsibilities. I got district responsibilities. I don't often get to rest. Quiet days, I don't know what those are. Holidays. Everyone seems to want to come to our house and we got to feed everyone. There's no days off. There's just go, go, go all the time. There's so much going on around us. So much stuff, so much noise, so many distractions. And we become overwhelmed. And I was going to preach something else today, but I woke up and this came. If I can be honest with you, I am a little tired. I don't know if anyone else is. I know a couple of you are. I just get tired of stuff. Fighting, trying to please everyone, division, tired of worrying about this person's going to be upset or offended or something, or every week there's a new thing that's trying to divide society. Tired of hate, hypocrisy, trying to hold everything together, trying to keep your head above water. Tired of worrying about who's here and who isn't, if someone's ever going to come back or not. I'm worried about where people are on any given Sunday or Wednesday. Worried about if things are going to get done, or worried about having to lead things that I'm not qualified to. We get tired from doing everything that we do. We get tired trying to build the kingdom of God. We end up feeling like Elijah. We talked about this morning for a second. Say, God, am I the only one who cares? We can get tired. Maybe this message is just for my family and I, and that's the case, so be it. But I know that we've got people who are tired here tonight as well. Tired of carrying burdens. I'm tired of battling sicknesses. I'm tired of struggling with our faith. I'm tired of keeping it all together for the family, or holding it all in, or supporting everyone, or doing all these things that we do. And when Jesus said what we read in the opening in Matthew 11, he was talking to a group of people who were just exhausted. And they were weighed down by the Pharisees and their legalistic ways, worried about doing a little thing wrong and being judged for it. They were weighed down by the political situation in their country. They were Jews living under Roman rule, and they were tired and exhausted and overwhelmed with all the other things going on in their lives. And he'd been teaching and talking to them for a while, and he ends it with that passage we read. He says, come to me, I'll give you rest. And that sounds pretty good. Rest and peace. For those weary among us, Jesus gives us some steps and what we need to do in order to rest. So we're going to read that passage again. We're going to focus on three words. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Come. He starts this passage off with an invitation. Come. It's simple. Come to me, he says. There's a sense of trust there. And who does he say to come? He says, all you who labor and are heavy laden. Those that are weighed down. Those that are working. Those that are doing things for the kingdom. Those that are busy and you've been working hard and you're weighed down with all these things and these concerns and all the stuff that goes along with working for the kingdom of God. You can get weighed down by all that stuff. He says, come to me. And this is how rest starts, by us coming to Jesus. And Jesus is inviting us today to come to him. If you're tired and exhausted and worn out and weighed down, you can come to Jesus. Most of us, you know, when someone comes to us complaining about how tired they are or worn out they are, they're going to say, you know, I got my own stuff going on. Get out of here. I'm tired too. I remember I worked with a lady, same age as me, went to high school together, and we ended up working together. And these kids would call in and say, oh, I can't come to work today, I'm tired. And we were like, we both had three kids. I think Lucy and her youngest are the same age. And she's like, I've been tired for 17 years, whatever it was. Like, that's just my personality now. I'm tired. Don't come to me and telling me you're tired. She said, you're coming to work. Some of us, you know, we got our own stuff going on. You know, get away, you know, get out of here. Jesus isn't like that. You can never, you're never a burden to Jesus. You're never a bother to Jesus. You're never in the way. He never says, you know what, go, get out of here. You know, you're not tired. Go away, I'm tired. He doesn't say anything like that. He welcomes us. He says, you can come to me. He always has time for us. There's a guy in the Bible, old blind Bartimaeus. He was a burden on society. He kind of got in the way, and he got on the nerves of the crowd and the disciples, and it caused them to get upset. But Jesus didn't see him as a burden or as a nuisance. They went to him and they said, come, the Master is calling you. And if you feel overwhelmed or overworked or exhausted, you can come to Jesus. You are exactly who he's looking for. The invitation was to those that labor and are heavy laden. He didn't say, come to me if you've got it all together. Come to me if you're not, you know, you're not overwhelmed or not burdened. He didn't say, come to me if your life is perfect. He said, come as you are, and I will give you rest. David says in Psalm 23 that he makes me to lie down in green pastures. Jesus knows what's best for us. He knows just what we need, and what we need often is rest, and what we need is peace. When was the last time you just got into his presence and stayed there for a while? And just sat in his presence. Have you ever done that? Just laid your burdens down. 1 Peter 5 and 7 says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. He cares about you. There's something about his presence. There's a peace in his presence. There's rest in the presence of Jesus, but it starts with us coming to him. If we stay where we are and we continue to try to carry everything on our own and continue to try to work on our own and all this, we won't get anywhere. It starts with us coming to him. If we stay where we are, this is going to blow your mind. We will stay where we are. But if we come to him, he will give us rest. It starts with an invitation. He says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. And again, there needs to be a sense of honesty on our part. We'll say things, you know, I'm not tired, I'm not weighed down, I got it, I'm tough, I'm strong. And if we act like that, we aren't going to respond to his invitation. There has to be an honesty. When we come to him, we're admitting that I'm tired, I'm worn out, and I'm heavy laden, and I've been laboring, I've been working, and I need some rest. If we act like we got it all together, you know, not me. I don't need to come. We're never going to get the rest that we need. It starts with an invitation. Come to me, and it starts with us being honest. Jesus, I'm worn out. I'm weary. And it starts on the surface. And then he says, take. He starts on the surface. He says, come to my presence. Experience this rest. If you're laboring or heavy laden, come to me. And then he goes a little bit deeper and he says, why don't I want you to take my yoke upon you. And you cannot take the yoke of Jesus if you're still wearing the yoke of the world. An animal can only wear one yoke at a time. That is the definition of a yoke. And when we come to Jesus tired and weighed down, we need to lay aside those burdens that we've been carrying. We need to remove the yoke that the world has placed on us, the weight that's been put on our shoulders by someone else, the expectations of someone else, the demands of someone else. And if we don't do that, we won't get the rest that we need. Some of us will come into his presence, but we'll continue to carry all the other things. We'll continue to carry the yoke and the burdens of the world. The rest from Jesus isn't a 30-minute lunch break. You know, you take a rest and sit down and get back up and keep dealing with the same stuff. It's meant to be a permanent peace, a permanent thing. Anyone can come to Jesus and be in his presence and experience rest and peace with God. But until we're willing to lay aside that burden and lay our burden down and take that yoke off, that's all that's going to happen. We're going to get back up or continue on being weighed down with the same old thing. We're going to get worn out again. We're going to get tired again. We're going to be in the same place struggling with the same thing next week. Because we're still holding on to the burdens and the expectations of all these other things. If we don't lay it down, it's just going to keep wearing us down when we get back up again. We can experience peace with Jesus in His presence, or we can go a little bit deeper, a little bit further with Him, and have the peace of Jesus in our lives permanently. But we need to take His yoke. We need to take His burden. It's an action on our part. It's a decision on our part. And cast those cares on Him, because He cares for us. And pick up His yoke. And pick up His burden, He says. In verse 30, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Easy means well-fitting or tailor-made. I don't know if you ever worn something. Some of us, we have older brothers and sisters. I was the oldest. My brother was bigger than me, but I was the oldest. Some of us have had hand-me-downs. And they don't fit quite right. You ever wear someone's shoes? They're worn in different spots than your feet move. They don't fit quite right. They don't feel quite right. Sometimes we wear things that don't fit quite properly. Maybe the shoes are too big or too small, and it becomes uncomfortable. There's a pain that comes along that it kind of hinders us from doing everything that we need to do. But if you can just get it right, you don't even notice. The yoke and the burden that Jesus gives us is easy. It's tailor-made for you. It's exactly what you need. It's light. It's not going to weigh you down. It's not going to trip you up. It's not going to hurt or cause pain like the expectations and the burdens from the world. That sounds like a pretty good deal. I can give Him my burden, what I've been carrying, what I've been struggling with, and I can take His burden. I can give Him all these other things that have been weighing me down, and I can take His peace and His joy and His love and sound mind, but I need to take it. I can only take it by letting go of the other burden. You can only carry one thing at a time. It's one or the other. It's His way or my way. And my way is leaving me exhausted, and His way has peace and rest. And His way, He says, is light and easy. And then Jesus says, you need to learn. He says, come to me, take my burden and learn from me. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. This rest is found by coming to Him and taking His yoke, and then He will teach us to rest. Come to Him and He will give you rest, but learn from Him and we will find rest in our souls. It will never leave, it'll be inside. Learning is a process, and each step is bringing us closer to Him. Come, lay it down, take His burden, and learn. And when we do this, there's a peace that is found in our souls. Life is simplified. Life is unified around Jesus. And a lot of people want to come to Jesus and find rest and maybe experience a little bit of peace, but they don't want to learn anything. They don't want to stay with them. They just want to get that little boost and carry on doing what they want to do. The New Testament is several people who come to Jesus and get what they want and they take off, and we never hear from them again. They go back to their own lives. People that were healed, people that were delivered. We never hear them. We never find their names. We never know what happens to them. The world is full of people like that. They'll come to church maybe, or they'll get an experience in the presence of Jesus, and when the going gets tough, you know, I'm out of here. Coming to Jesus is the easy part. Even taking the yoke for a while is easy, but learning takes time. It's a commitment. Learning means we allow someone to teach us. Learning means we admit we don't know everything. For some of us, that's a hard thing to do. You can't learn if you know it all. Ever try to teach somebody something? They already know everything. It's ridiculous. I used to have to train people at work. Some of them are like, oh, I don't do this. I'm like, you don't. Well, go ahead, make a fool of yourself, and we'll see. Oh, look, you did it wrong. Maybe now you'll listen to me. It's impossible to try to teach someone who thinks they know everything. They don't listen. They go ahead. They just make a mess. You can't teach them until they're willing to admit that I don't know it all. There's a humbleness that is necessary for learning. There's a submission. There has to be a willingness and an open mind. Jesus never intended this relationship with him just to be a one-time thing. We just come and get what we need, a transaction, you know, like he's a store, and we come and we get what we need and we go home and maybe, you know, come back later when I need a little more rest or I need a little more healing or I need a little more this or that. He never intended it to be like this. This was always about following and growing and learning. He called us to be his disciples, his 12 guys that were with him daily for 3 years. You know, he worked with them every day. He taught them. He showed them how to live. He showed them how to act. He showed them. He corrected them and all this. And if we want permanent peace and rest in Jesus, it's got to be a daily thing. We got to walk with him daily. We need to learn from him. He's going to show us how to walk in this. He's going to show us how to rest. He's going to show us how to do this. We need to let him teach us. We need to learn from him daily. It was never supposed to be come to me on a Sunday or come to me when your schedule allows it. I know you're busy. Come to me when you can. Come to me, you know, when you, 3 Saturdays from now when you got nothing else going on. It's a long weekend. Now you got time. Come to me. You know, it was never meant to be anything like that. Come to me during the commercial break or whatever. It was never meant to be something like that. He said, come to me and I will give you rest. And then you need to take my yoke and my burden and learn from me. And you will find the rest that you're looking for. You won't be wandering around weighed down anymore. You're going to have rest and you can live in that rest. The rest that's in our soul. The problems come when we put down his yoke and we pick the world's yoke back up again, or we try to carry both and we allow things to pile up on us. And I am guilty of this as well as anyone else, as much as anyone else. We allow things to pile up on us and we allow ourselves to become overwhelmed. And sometimes it's easier to get overwhelmed than others. You know, some of us are really good at getting overwhelmed. Some people go looking for it, I think. I wasn't meaning to look at anybody. I got a family member that I don't think she can live unless there's drama in her life. She's always got something to be upset about, something to get worked up about. Really good at getting overwhelmed. And sometimes life, you know, does it for us. Sometimes life just piles up on us quickly. You know, people get sick and die and jobs are lost and you got drama going on at home or in our family or whatever. It always seems to come at once. And we go through times where nothing seems to be happening and we kind of don't think about it. Then all of a sudden, boom, everything's going on. Everyone's sick and dying and everyone's a mess and it all seems to happen at once. And the world and life will continue to try to put its yoke back on you. That's what it does. And it will overwhelm us if we're not careful. The enemy of our souls may even try to get in on the action. Not just the world and not just life. You look at the story of Job. You know, Job just minding his business, living for God, doing the best he could, being a good father, taking care of his family. He was sacrificing for his children just in case they'd sinned. Now, he was really looking out for them. Just in case they did something wrong, just in case they said something in their heart, he was praying for them, making sure that, and doing all that he could. And the enemy comes to God and has this big old thing and says, let me do whatever I can to him. I'll show you that he's only living for you because you give him stuff and takes his family, takes his health. What does Job do? His wife suggested, just curse God and die. Get it over with. This is a miserable way to live. No, Job, he turns to God. We studied lament a couple times in the past. And it's all about turning to Jesus in prayer, taking our burdens and turning to Him. When the world or life or the enemy or whatever has us feeling tired and weighed down again, it's a sign that we've maybe been taking the wrong yoke. Maybe we've, it's a time, it's a sign to start that process over. And it's a sign that we need to come to Jesus again. Come to me, He said, lay it down, pick up His burden. That's easy and it's light and it's made for us. And learn from Him. If we can learn to do this on a daily and a regular basis, make sure that we're carrying the right yoke, and make sure that we're coming to Him, and make sure that we're allowing Him to teach us, and we're learning from Him. If we can do that on a regular basis, this overwhelming that happens, this tiredness will be removed, and there'll be a rest that's in our souls. So tonight, if you're feeling any of these things, overwhelmed, tired, weary, worn out, you've been laboring and you need some rest, there's rest in His presence. The invitation that He made almost 2,000 years ago is still relevant today. Come to me, all you labor or heavy laden, and I will give you rest. There's a rest in His presence. There's peace when we walk with Him and learn from Him. And that's something that we can experience daily. When I get to a place where I'm just tired and worn out, it's a sign I need to get into His presence. I need to take some time and I need to pray until this is lifted. I need to get into His presence. I need to take His burden. It's easy and it's light. I can allow all these other things to weigh down on me. And I can allow all these other concerns and worries to just pile up on me. But Jesus is saying, come to me. Come to me. I can give you rest. We're going to open the altar. If you want to come and pray, do this to you too if you like. Why don't we just come to Him tonight? Those of us that have been working hard, those of us that are tired, those of us that are heavy laden and weighed down by all the things going on in our life. Why don't we come to Jesus today? Why don't we lay down our burden? Why don't we lay down on the yoke we've been carrying and take His and let Him teach us and learn from Him today? Let's do that as we sing. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, Lord, I come to You tonight. All my burdens and all my cares and all my worries and my concerns. Hallelujah, God, I lay them at Your feet. I'll take it.